They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
We'll be right back. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this Wednesday morning to the OPT network. It's 7:36 a.m. and it's August 29th. If you're just getting your morning started, well, you know, we always remind you about school kids, but school is going to be out for most kids today and tomorrow. So now we've got to remind you about all the people that are coming into our city. You know, as we travel in on 71, Highway 71, every single morning, the shelter is filling. That's the mega shelter right at LSUA. Lots and lots of buses are at the site of LSUA. Lots of people coming in. It is getting crowded. And that probably means a lot of people in our city are going to be using our local stores, our local gas stations, and using what the GPS system calls our roundabout. We know it as the South Traffic Circle. So we want to remind you to please, please have a humility for those people that have come in and that are not necessarily familiar with our city, because we know it can be daunting. It can be daunting for the people that live here because there are so many accidents in that circle. So to all of those people that are listening, that are traveling into the shelter, we want to remind you, if you are traveling around about the South Circle, to please be mindful and use caution, because lots of accidents do happen in the South Traffic Circle. So please be careful. Be engaged this morning as you're driving in. You know, as we got up, looked at the weather yesterday, lots and lots of wind, and we've already seen lots of limbs down in our own yard and in our community, and we know that the wind is gusting. Right now, this morning, however, it seems like the calm before the storm. So there's a lot to talk about this morning in terms of Isaac. It pushed over the rural levee and knocked out power and flooded beachfront roads before dawn in Louisiana and Mississippi. And it has been a slow, drenching, long process. And the storm is moving slow. But we're going to have up-to-the-minute information from the Weather Channel a little bit later in the show. So we want you to stay on point for that. We're also going to have some safety tips. We know that a lot of people, yesterday as we were in Walmart, a lot of people were buying generators and water and food. And we're going to have our chief prevention safety officer in to talk about how best to use those generators so that we don't create any other problems. Because every year, it seems, when we have storms and we lose power, people that are unfamiliar go out and purchase generators and are not quite sure how they should be used. So we're going to have those tips this morning on point. Plus, those people, we want to talk to those people that are traveling into the stores, that are purchasing food and purchasing batteries. There's going to be an influx of people in Walmart and Target and wherever you shop. So we want to remind you to have a humility for those folks as well. And yesterday when we were in Walmart, we met the sweetest lady. And we got behind her, and she had literally a buggy full of meat. And I said, what in the world? Who are you going to feed? And she said, you know what? I've got 30 people at my house. And we said, God bless you. So DC persisted to begin to help her to unload her meat and to make sure that she got it taken care of, because she was by herself. And you know what? There are people that are coming in that are not necessarily going to shelters, but they're going to family and friends. And so, y'all, we've got a lot going on in our city. We want you to stay on point. We want you to, show our best. You know, show our best to all of those people that are coming into our great city, because we have wonderful hospitality here. And, you know, it's an uncomfortable time for people. So we just want to remind you, use a lot of humility, especially as you're driving through the city. Stay on point, everybody. Let me get a quick break here, but we'll be back with more right after this.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining, it's 7:44 a.m., and of course, it's Wednesday, August 29th. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Carol Kinder, who is our pathway advisor. If you're not on the right financial path, try connecting with Carol Kinder. The number is 318-448-8600. State Farm agent Rosa Fields, like a good neighbor. State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team are on point. They are on point for this storm, and they are on point all the time. Their number at the office is 318-487-1881. And as we talk about the storm this morning, it's really the big news. It hit land. It is coming our way, still moving very slowly. But what we want to do this morning is we want to make sure that everybody that may lose power, that may have any problems during the storm, we want to make sure that you're on point with the right information. And here to bring some of that incredible information is Larry King. He's the fire prevention chief. Larry, good morning and welcome back to the OPT.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
Oh, we're hunkering down, you know, getting ready like everybody else, but trying to make sure that everybody that's listening gets enough information, Larry, so that everybody will be safe in the midst of the storm, because we really don't know yet how it's going to affect central Louisiana. And so one of the things that we noticed on yesterday as we were walking and traveling through the stores is that a lot of people are buying generators, a lot of people are buying propane. I want to first talk about those generators and the importance of safety.
Well, you know, generators are a great thing when we use them properly. It's kind of like we always talk. It's how you use the products that are available to us if we operate them correctly. And, we see deaths every year from the use of generators. And it's because we're not operating them correctly. And
Let's stop right there, Larry. We're not operating them correctly. Let's talk about the correct way to operate the generator.
Well, if you're going to use a generator, and more than likely, some of us are, we're expecting some power outages. I think New Orleans right now has close to 200,000 people without power.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the storm will probably send some of that our way. But if you're going to use a generator, you know, you want to put it at least 20 feet outside your house in a well-ventilated area.
Say that again, Larry.
20 feet outside your house. Mm-hmm. In a well-ventilated area.
What does that mean, a well-ventilated area?
Your backyard, your patio. Ventilated is where it's not enclosed, say, in a garage, in a utility room.
Okay, okay.
And inside your house. I mean, there are people that we've gone to that have actually had them in their house.
Wow, and that's what causes death, isn't it, Larry?
Absolutely. It you know, the gas produces the CO. Carbon monoxide,
right?
And it's the silent killer. It's tasteless, odorless. You know, it's something that sneaks up on you, and you die. You go to sleep, and you die from it before you even realize it. And one thing I read is that one generator puts out about the same carbon monoxide as six idling automobile engines.
Wow.
And you think about, and you hate to say this, but you think about somebody sitting in a garage, turns their car on,
right,
and tries to kill themselves. Well, this is putting out six times the amount that a car will.
Okay, so for all of those people, because many of our listeners, Larry, are first-time generator users, believe it or not. I mean, a lot of people have never used generators. Many people are pros at it and know exactly what to do. So we want to remind people to keep those generators at least 20 feet away from the house in ventilated areas.
Correct.
Okay, now, can we run those generators nonstop?
Well, when you have to refill it with gasoline, you want to turn it off and actually let it cool down a little bit, because if you start pouring gas and that engine is hot and you spill some, that's going to produce a gas fume that could potentially light up and catch you on fire, you know, and burn your generator up, which you don't want to happen. But anytime you're pouring gas into a hot engine, you want to cool it down first, even a lawnmower, you know, because if it splashes and produces a little bit of a gas fume, then it could light up on you.
Okay, and so what should that cool down time sort of look like?
I'm guessing about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
You know, you could do without that for that long, you know, just you can feel, you can put your hands around the engine. Don't touch it. Just kind of, you know, make sure you're not feeling that extreme heat coming off the engine.
Okay.
We've all mowed grass, and we know what a hot engine feels like, so.
Exactly. And so what else should people know about generators, Larry? Is there anything else?
Well, lots of times people connect them to their house. They have a plug built into the house, and
right,
so they're trying to run their air conditionings, their refrigerators, and off the power that is actually in their house. And what they fail to do is turn off the main power switch in their breaker box. And what happens is that backfeeds the lines where the power guys are working, you know, trying to restore the power. And so now they're working on live lines and not realizing it.
Wow.
And so, you know, if you don't turn that main breaker off, then you can, you know, backfeed those lines. And there have been some linemen that have been killed because of that.
Goodness.
So if you're going to connect it to your house, at least turn the main breaker off and use the breakers for each individual appliance or whatever it is you're trying to run off your generator.
So where would be the optimal place to connect?
Well, typically you just run extension cords from your generator.
Okay.
To each appliance. You know, unless you have a home generator that's built in and it can run your whole house, mm-hmm. you're not gonna be able to run every piece of appliance in your house, your air conditioning unit. It's just not designed for that. It's designed to give you some convenience and some comfort. It's best to run it with the extension cords, and of course, the further away, the less power you get to that appliance. So it may not run as proper as it normally would with the 110 power in your house. So you also want to be careful about, you know, burning up your appliances.
Right. And so I just really want to be clear, because I know that a lot of people, you know, let's face it, one of the things we hate most about any storm is losing power. And we get the generators so that we can be a lot less uncomfortable. But we really, really want to drive home the importance of safety when people are using these generators, Larry.
Absolutely. You know, it's not only safety for themselves, but safety for everybody else that's in the area with them. Again, I can't stress enough the guys that are out working the power lines. They're doing the best job they can to get their power back up. And you don't want them to be injured because of the little bit of convenience that you're going to have. I think we do a pretty good job in this area getting the power back up as soon as possible. And we want to protect them as well as protect the homeowners, the occupants mm-hmm. of the homes. And every generator, just like every appliance you buy, comes with a product safety manual. It tells you how to use it properly. And they've been tested. This is how it needs to work. This is what you can and can't do. And if you follow that, I think you would keep yourself safe.
Good deal. So let's talk quickly about propane burners and propane.
Well, same situation. You know, propane produces the carbon monoxide. If you use it, you want to try to use it outside. A little bit better, you know, as far as if you under a carport or a back patio, you do not want it in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Over Thanksgiving, we talked about the turkey frying.
Right,
and,
we did.
And how you saw on the
video. Yeah.
How fast that can turn into a fire. And it's the same concept. You know, they may be out frying fish, frying chicken, whatever. You know, you just need to be careful with that. Keep a good area clean of any products that can burn. Again,
caution.
Pay attention to what you're doing. Don't leave it alone.
Right. And caution is really the key during a storm, isn't it, Larry?
It is. I mean, you know, it's it puts everybody. I mean, we were talking before we went on air about mm-hmm. how eerie it kind of feels. Mm-hmm. You know it's coming, and it kind of mm-hmm. makes you, it puts you on edge.
It does.
And sometimes we don't pay attention to the little things when we're on edge. And so, you know, just slow down. Take your time
mm-hmm.
and don't make that one stupid mistake that at the end of the storm you're saying, oh, my God, I just
right.
lost everything.
Exactly.
I lost a life. I lost my home.
Exactly. And so, Larry, from your perspective as a firefighter, fireman, and you go out and you see these horrific fires and every year it seems, or every couple of years, we see somebody that has died from carbon monoxide poisoning because they didn't use a generator correctly, or we see electrical problems. What's the most important thing from fire safety that you'd like to let people know about this morning?
Pay attention to what you're doing. Read your directions. If you do use the gas products, please use them outside.
Mm-hmm.
Do not bring them in, no matter what anybody tells you or what you feel is the right thing.
Right.
You know, we don't want you to become the victim.
Right.
We're going to put ourselves out, and we're going to go out in the storm, and we're going to take care of anybody that needs to be taken care of. But, you know, we don't want to become victims either.
Exactly.
So we would prefer that everything's done correctly. Give the crews time to get the power back on,
because mm-hmm.
they're going to be out working during the storm also. And, just pay attention. Don't step away from things that
could be hazardous. Exactly.
Absolutely.
And one other thing that I want you to talk about quickly, because a lot of people are probably right now, as we speak, digging out candles.
Absolutely, yeah. The candle's a big deal, you know, especially with the winds and things. If for some reason you opened your window, they could blow a candle over, or you could have the a curtain get, you know, blown into a candle when they're trying to get a little fresh air into their house. You know, just mm-hmm. a safe area. Put it on a safe area that's like a stove, a countertop that's not something that's combustible.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to have some glass, maybe even a plate, you know, that if for some reason it tips over, it burns down, you forget about it, you know, that plate would keep it kind of safe. Also, make sure your smoke detectors are working just in case you do forget.
Mm-hmm.
You go to sleep with the candle burning. You have a fire, at least your smoke detectors would wake you up and you could get out of the house. But, you know, just candles are great when you use them properly. I hate to keep saying that, but, you
it's
know,
okay.
we have, all these,
true.
We have mm-hmm. all these items at our disposal. All we ask is that you use them properly.
Absolutely. And as people are shopping for their water and their non-perishable food items and everything that they need for the storm, let's remind people to shop for those batteries for those smoke detectors. Very, very important. Larry, great information. Many, many prayers to you and to the whole fire and police safety units that are going to be out patrolling and taking care of our cities. Thank you, Larry, for spending the very busiest part of this morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Stand by for me, Larry. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back after this. Stay on point.
Kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back to school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back to school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave. And that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks are trying to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. You know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, it's all about Isaac and keeping you on point. And let me just let you know that we're going to have the Weather Channel coming in. Since 1982, the Weather Channel has been a source of timely weather information through WeatherStar. The Weather Channel disseminates immediate real-time relay of severe weather watches and warnings. And we welcome from the Weather Channel Jennifer Natoso. Jennifer, good morning and welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Wow. I said to Jennifer before we went on the air, it sounds a little bit intense over there, and I know a lot is happening. We're getting into the thick of things. Let's talk about what's happening at this moment.
We just got the latest update from the National Hurricane Center. As of right now, Isaac made landfall, its second landfall, a few hours ago here, and I had to practice this before I came on the air this morning. Fouchon.
Wait a minute. Say it again.
Port Fouchon, which is on the southeastern Louisiana coast. That was the second landfall. It actually made its first landfall last night at about 6:45 p.m. Then it drifted back out over open water, or at least the center of the storm did. Made its second landfall earlier this morning. So it is technically on shore now, but it is such a large system that we're really just at the beginning here. It's the northern part of the storm that is lashing the Gulf Coast, including southeastern Louisiana, Mississippi, portions of coastal Alabama. This is where our hurricane warnings are in effect. Further inland, we've still got tropical storm warnings in effect. This storm is moving at 6 miles an hour. So when you combine the slow movement with just the breadth of this storm, even though it's a Category 1 with 80-mile-an-hour winds, it can still do some significant damage because it's going to be such a long-duration storm. We're talking potentially up to 20 inches of rain across portions of southeastern Louisiana. And then when you get a little bit further north into other portions of Louisiana, Mississippi, we're talking, you know, 6 to 12 inches of rain, and this is over the course of the next couple of days. So as of the latest update, the center of the storm is about 15 miles southeast of Houma, Louisiana, 40 miles southwest of New Orleans, but I've been watching the Weather Channel this morning. Jim Cantore is in the French Quarter, and he has just been getting whipped around like a kite in the wind. We have recorded 60-mile-an-hour plus winds for 13 hours straight at the recording station in New Orleans. We have also gotten reports of near 10 inches of rain there so far. Like I said, we still have to see the southern portion of the storm come through. So
So, Jen, let me ask you this. What do we make of the fact that the storm is moving so slowly?
That is not atypical for storms that are this size. The smaller storms, the more compact storms, they tend to move a little more quickly. The larger storms tend to move a little more slowly, so that was not necessarily unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
But it does make definitely for a more difficult situation, especially when you consider the flooding issues, when a storm is just able to sit and spin, which is almost what it's been mm-hmm. doing since yesterday, with the center right offshore. That funnels all of that moisture into the bottom of the storm off the Gulf and just throws it right up onto the coastline. The path of the storm right now looks like it will take it up into Louisiana and then taking the remnants up into Arkansas, and from there it goes into the Midwest, and that presents some interesting scenarios too, as I'm sure you are aware.
Mm-hmm.
Parts of the Midwest have just been ravaged by drought
mm-hmm.
summer. So on the upside, they're going to get much-needed rain, but on the downside, they're going to get a lot of it in a short amount of time.
Right.
In a lot of places where the soil has become hard-packed,
mm-hmm.
so it can't necessarily absorb the rain very quickly, which causes runoff, which leads to river, creek, and stream rises. So this is the kind of situation where, yes, we are seeing the Hurricane McLandfall and thrash the coast right now, but this is something we're going to be talking about for days as this translates from a tropical system to a subtropical system and becomes an inland flood threat.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that I know I can imagine that's happening in the newsroom is people talking about Katrina, because we have made comparisons. We've seen it all over the national news, and it started as a Category 1 storm. Are there any comparisons between Isaac and Katrina that you're seeing through your meteorological eyes?
These are two very different storms. Katrina was a Cat 5. This is a Cat 1. So from a wind standpoint, it's nowhere near as intense with, 80-mile-an-hour winds are about the top wind speeds that we're going to experience mm-hmm. with this system. What is interesting to note is while the levees in New Orleans have been in great shape so far this morning, there has been a levee breach in
mm-hmm.
Plaquemine Parish.
You got it just right. That's right.
The far south, if you're looking at the map, this is where radio has a little bit of a disadvantage to television. If you're looking at a map of Louisiana, that is the hook that kind of juts out into the Gulf. We're talking, or we've heard, anywhere from 5 to 10 feet of water in people's homes,
mm-hmm.
people on rooftops. This was one of the levees that was not eligible for federal aid, from what I understand. So that is a very serious and dangerous situation that's going on there. On the upside, New Orleans so far, yeah, they're getting slammed with the wind and the
mm-hmm.
rain, and there's going to be street flooding. But so far, so good with all of the levees, and thankfully.
Absolutely,
so far, so
absolutely. And Jen, a lot of people did not evacuate. So that does present a lot of problems. And we understand that there's a lot of rescue that's going on right now because of the intensity of the water that from that breach.
Right. In Plaquemines Parish, I understand that there are, I don't have a firm number on it. I just have heard that there are people on rooftops awaiting rescue. And,
yeah, we saw that. And so what were the wind strengths from Katrina? Do you remember?
Well, it came ashore as it was initially a Cat 4, but then I think it was later reassigned Cat 5 strength, if my memory serves correctly. So let me look up my Category 5 wind thresholds here.
It seemed like what I read was that it was a 3, and then it went from a 3 to a 5.
It's, let me see if I can get my wind thresholds here. I don't have that up in front of me. Hold on one second.
For sure. This is incredibly important information, Jennifer, as the whole state is sitting by their radio and by their televisions, really just captivated by what this storm may or may not do. Everybody's hunkering down, because we've done this one or two times, and so we really, really understand the magnitude of how things can change.
We're actually right at the 7-year anniversary of Katrina
mm-hmm.
this
mm-hmm.
week. So for a Cat 1, which is where we are now, that starts at 75 miles an hour and goes to 95 miles an hour, and we've been seeing it the 75 to 80 mark here over the last few hours. Category 2 goes up to 110. A 3 goes up to 129 miles an hour. A 4 up to 156 miles an hour. And a 5 is over 156 miles an hour. And another thing that's worth noting with this storm is, again, because it is such a large storm, tropical storm force winds extend out quite a bit. We're talking portions of, you know, all the way well up into Louisiana, well into Mississippi, over to the Gulf Coast of Alabama. We're going to feel tropical storm force winds there today. Mm-hmm. And tropical storm force winds are expected in Alexandria later today and into tonight, and even very windy conditions into portions of Arkansas tonight and tomorrow.
So we're thinking that it'll get to the central part of the state is where we are tonight, by tonight, the storm?
It looks like for Alexandria that it is going to be this evening-ish that the center of the storm is in your neck of the woods. But, again, you're going to see conditions deteriorate as we head through the day. And then even once the center starts to push to the north, you've got the backside of the system to deal with. So it's not like I can say, you know,
sure,
it's going to come at 6 o'clock.
Hey, I love what you said, Jennifer, evening-ish.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, you're going to have several hours of very, very poor conditions to deal with, the worst conditions to deal with, and then it'll slowly improve as we get through tomorrow.
Hey, you know, we saw Jim and Al Roker and the team this morning in New Orleans, and it looks like they are just absolutely getting pelted down there with the rain and the wind.
I'm actually looking at the screen right now, and Jim and Al seem to be holding on to each other for dear life. I think they are on Canal Street, maybe.
Absolutely.
Stephanie Abrams is in a different spot, and it's interesting because they are really mere blocks apart, and Jim has just been flapping in the breeze all morning. Stephanie is a little bit better protected, and she might be facing a different direction where she had been standing earlier. So we've got the three of them in the French Quarter, and then we've got Mike Seidel is on the Gulf Coast of Alabama. Paul Goodlow is in Mississippi. And, they're all getting those two are getting free microderm abrasion.
Hey, but you know what I noticed this morning, Jen? They look like they absolutely love it.
I mean, they do. There is a little part of me that's a little jealous that they're
hey, Jen,
out in the field.
Hey, Jen, you have been absolutely wonderful. We're probably going to need to connect with you because we want to keep our listeners on point, up to the minute, immediate coverage when you get it. So you have been incredible. The team that is covering Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, you guys are doing an incredible job. God bless. Stand by for me, Jen, but stay on point. Thank you for spending the very busiest part
before
of your morning.
Before I go, may I just say hello to my future in-laws who are hunkering down right now in Baton Rouge enjoying this part of the storm?
Yes, you may. Yes, you may. So this is what you can get. This is what you can get used to. becoming a Louisianian. I mean, you just kind of get used to these storms and hunkering down.
Well, they definitely take it in stride. They live on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain, but they are staying at a hotel in Baton Rouge where they could enjoy, hopefully, a generator should the power go out.
Hey, look, we just finished talking about generator and generator safety. So that's really critical during these times because a lot of people will be using generators, and we don't want anybody to have any problems or any untimely issues with generators because they're great, but they can be dangerous.
True. That's definitely true. So much to there's so many aspects when you have such a large and long-lasting, you know, long-duration storm like this to talk about. I mean, it's not just the immediate threat, but the long-term threat of power outages and flooding and lack of access to, you know, potentially food or being able to get gas. There's just so much to take into account.
So much.
But there's people like you that Louisianans and Gulf Coastans can turn to when the power goes out.
Absolutely. Jen, stand by for me. Thank you very much. We're on point, everybody. We got to take a quick break. We'll be up back on the other side right after this.
Let it bump, though.
The Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. Once again, we want to thank the Weather Channel, and we want to thank them for joining the OPT Network. They are now a part of the network, and we will be giving you up-to-the-minute information as we get it from the Weather Channel, serving almost 100 million people. Lots of people, lots of information, and they are always a great source of weather information. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Davis One Stop, McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Isaac. And we know right now that the storm is traveling slowly to our area, but we know that it is coming near us. And we want everybody in our listening area to be on point, to understand what needs to happen during the storm. And now we're joined by our State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, down in Bunkie, serving Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. Kyle, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Great to be here this morning.
Well, you know, everybody's got the same story, Kyle. We're all hunkering down. In Cheneyville yesterday, as DC and I were exercising, people are filling sandbags, and I know that that is probably something that's happening throughout Central Louisiana, but I know that you guys are right on point to be there in case the worst happens. Let's talk about what you're doing down in Bunkie.
Well, we're doing this morning, Colonel. We're in my office. We're fully staffed this morning. We're getting our information up to date and prepared, making sure we don't have anything that has slipped through the cracks the last few days. That way, if we lose power, we have all of our data up to date and last minute stuff taken care of. So when our claims people hit town, we all have the correct information. There's no delays of taking care of our customers.
Absolutely. And so, Kyle, how long do you think you guys, are you going to be in the office for the duration, or what's that going to look like?
Well, I'm standing here right now looking out my window, and I'm just going to make an hour-by-hour call. I mean, naturally, we want to take care of our customers, but my responsibility is to my employees as well.
Absolutely.
And some of them had to drive in, you know, 20, 30 miles mm-hmm. this morning to get to work. So I want to make sure they get home safely to take care of their families as well.
Absolutely. And we want to note, Kyle, as you said, that safety is the most important thing. And for those people that are traveling in for their jobs, in fact, earlier reports said that if you don't have to travel, that maybe you should not travel today.
Right. The biggest thing that people need to be aware of is try not to travel or drive their car through standing water.
Mm-hmm.
It can take as little as 6 inches of water across a roadway that will move that vehicle off the roadway if it's flowing with a decent current. So please be safe and don't go through standing water.
And you know what? A lot of people forget about that, Kyle, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because Larry King, who is the fire prevention chief, also asked us to remind our listeners that after the rain stops, the flooding happens, and kids want to play in the water and play in ditches. And he said sometimes there are currents that will take those kids right up, and that's how a lot of drownings and accidents happen.
You know, here in our area, Carlette, down where you and I are from,
absolutely.
I mean, a lot of the bayous and a lot of the rivers are very low
mm-hmm.
due to the drought that we've experienced. But, you know, that's going to work out to be a good thing for us, because the bayous and stuff can take additional water
right.
and move it away from here and protect homes and property.
Absolutely. So, Kyle, from your standpoint down in Bunkie, it looks like you guys, we're going to get a lot of rain in that area. What do we want to say to those people that are listening?
If you're experiencing flood water in your home, you know, most people today have smartphones or camera phones, please document if you can, if you still have it charged, where the water's entering, because, you know, this is going to be a big concern is
mm-hmm.
what is flood water as opposed to rainwater, and how your insurance handles things like that. You know, flood insurance is for rising water and things like we're talking about
mm-hmm.
with the storm, where if you have a leak in your from your roof line or where water is entering from the top, well, that would be a homeowner's type of claim. So knowing what your insurance covers is a very important factor as we go through this hurricane season.
Absolutely, Kyle. And one of the things that we want to say is that in the last hailstorm and all the storms that you and your team always, DC, don't they do an incredible job?
Incredible job.
So, Kyle, we want to thank you for being on point and always being the change that you want to see. Do you have anything else, Kyle, before we got to let you go? We know that you've got a lot
going
on. I do.
You know, every year we hear about it. Do not you run generators inside, and every year we read about a family that was asphyxiated from the fumes. Please do not run your generator in an enclosed environment, whether it be a garage or inside a home. Please do not do that.
Mm-hmm.
That will kill you.
Absolutely. And we've been talking about that this morning, Kyle, with the fire prevention chief. And the sad thing about storms is that not only do they bring wind and water, they bring a lot of other accidents simply because people don't know.
That's correct.
And a lot of people get hurt and even lose their lives. One of the things that I want you to talk about are the limbs and the trees. Yesterday, as we were just kind of canvassing our area, winds were really high, and we saw a lot of trees that were swaying and a lot of downed branches already.
You're right. The pecan trees right now are loaded with green pecans.
Loaded. They are loaded, Kyle. I got to take a minute.
They're heavy already.
They're loaded.
They're heavy already.
Mm-hmm.
So as those absorb more moisture, they're going to get even heavier. And with the winds blowing, you're going to see those snap. So if you've got a limb hanging or mm-hmm. it's about to fall, stay away from it. Stay clear of it, because it can fall on you and hurt on you. I mean, that's why there are trained arborists and things like that that can take tree limbs off of buildings and things like that. And again, don't forget about our CLECO workers and our utility mm-hmm. workers and linemen. They're going to be out there working on things, and they don't need additional current where if you're pulling a limb off a wire where it touches another one, it makes another wire live. So they know if you're out of power. The new meters on our homes down here in Bunkie and Cheneyville and Alexandria through CLECO are all electronic. They know immediately if you do not have power.
Hey, Kyle, that is a good on-point tip because a lot of people didn't know that, and a lot of people are going to be trying to call saying, hey, when's the power going to be restored?
Right. As soon as that power is interrupted to that new electronic meter, it immediately sends a signal to their network, letting them know that address is out of power.
Mm-hmm. Very good. That's good information. And, Kyle, for you, I know that and all of the agents, Rosa Fields, and we were having this similar conversation on yesterday. It's so important to help people to understand about safety. But in times like this, people are also concerned about their property.
That's correct. Protecting your property should be second to protecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Keep yourself safe, and then we can worry about the property later. That's what you pay us for, and let us worry about the property.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And a lot of people we're seeing, or a few people, were even boarding up their windows on yesterday. Are you guys seeing any of that in Bunkie, especially after the big hailstorm?
No, I'm not seeing any boarded-up windows. I'm looking out my office right now out the window, and, you know, we're expecting some high winds, but we've gotten 60, 70-mile-an-hour gusts on afternoon rainstorms here in our area here recently, so I don't see any boarded-up windows.
Good deal. Well, Kyle, listen, if there is anything that we need to let listeners know, anything that you have, we want to report that. We want to keep people on point about what's happening in their community and in surrounding areas.
Just know as soon as it's safe for anyone to get on the streets, that we'll be there first. State Farm's there.
State Farm, like a good neighbor, is there. Kyle Wolf, State Farm agent in Bunkie, serving Bunkie and Voyles Parish. Kyle, give your number.
Area code 318-346-6695. And my cell number is 318-359-5216. And feel free to air that again if you'd like to later on, Carlette. I don't run from my cell phone.
I know you don't. That's why we love our State Farm agents. Kyle, thank you for the job that you do, an incredible job. Thank you for the work that you and your team are doing. But most importantly, thank you for being on point.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here. We're back after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough,
For your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
There you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Wednesday, and you know what? It's hump day. We're in the middle of the week. It's 8:33 a.m., and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, y'all, I can't say enough about our State Farm agents. Kyle Wolf is on the grounds. He's got boots on the grounds ready to support Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. Here's the number. It's 318-346-6695, and I'll give his cell phone number a little bit later in the show. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove those dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism and Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. This morning, if you're just joining us, you'll know that it's all about Isaac. It is moving slowly, but we want to keep you on point about how to be safe, how to hunker down, and what to do in case there is an emergency in your home, in your city, in your area. We're joined right now by Kevin Petty. He is from the Red Cross. Kevin, good morning and welcome.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Now, you guys have been doing a lot since yesterday. The American Red Cross launched a large disaster response across multiple states along the Gulf of Mexico. And last night, nearly 800 people stayed in about 52 shelters in five states. So, you know, we've been talking a lot, Kevin, about the shelters. Let's talk about what's happening at the shelter.
Oh, at the moment, the only shelter in the area that's open, the one primary shelter, is at LSUA.
Mm-hmm.
It's state-run shelter. Red Cross is on standby to open additional shelters if needed.
Absolutely. And let's For all of those people that are traveling in that may be listening to us this morning, I said, you know, we can see that it's filling, the mega shelter at LSUA, but it is nowhere near full.
That's the report that we get. But the Red Cross is still on standby. We're watching closely in case we have more local need or if we need to open any shelters. Our volunteers have been mobilized for several days now, and we're welcoming more in every day. I'd like to thank the Central Louisiana community for being so giving with their time and resources.
Absolutely. We're seeing a lot of buses out there, a lot of buses at LSU. So a lot of people obviously have been bused in.
I would say so, yes.
And so talk about what the Red Cross's posture is during this storm.
At the moment, we double check our primary shelters, go in, make sure that everything's in place. We take volunteers that have seen a few events before, and we get them working, and then we also welcome in new volunteers and train them up so we can respond a little bit better.
Okay.
The last couple of days have been about preparation, have been about safety, and have been about making sure we get the word out about preparedness.
Absolutely.
It's still not too late to go through some of the checklist and think about what you could do to make yourself a little bit safer and ride the storm out.
And so let's talk about some of those things.
Sure. There are comprehensive lists, and you can reach those through our website at sendliveredcross.org. But some of the high points, if you want to walk around your area, secure items that might be blown around by the storm, windstorm, little stuff like that sneaks up on people. Make sure your cell phones are charged because we might, if we have a power outage, you want to make sure you have that connectivity. Check your disaster packets or any kind of stocks that items you might need if we're out of power or there might be down for a little while.
Right.
Supplies in general, and keep informed. And I'd like to mention at this point, if I could, the Red Cross released an app for iPhone and Android a little while ago. It's available. You can find the free download on our website or links to it. But it helps you, it gives you instant information about the course of the storm, and it lets you know about Red Cross shelters that open in your area. And it's a fantastic tool for keeping track. There's plenty of checklists on there for things that may not have occurred to you to make yourself a little bit more safer and prepared for the storm.
Absolutely. And it's important to note for those people that are traveling in or that may be thinking about sheltering, and what we do know about people that evacuate, sometimes people don't evacuate until the last minute. Well, the last numbers that we got is that there are about 600 people at the mega shelter, Kevin.
Yes, ma'am.
And so that means that their capacity is a lot more than what's already there.
Yes, ma'am. We understand that there's plenty of room left over at that shelter. So if people are on the fence, they might want to consider making their way over there.
Absolutely. And so what else does the Red Cross want to tell all of our listeners this morning about this storm?
Well, from our Red Cross point of view, we're stressing preparedness. And if you have a question or you think that, or if you're out there and you're thinking you might need some or want some guidance or suggestions, feel free to give us a call at 318-442-6621.
One more time.
That's 318-442-6621. Or check us out at sendliveredcross.org.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be.
Okay, good. And give the website again for those.
It's sendliveredcross.org.
Absolutely. And I know that you guys are also seeking volunteers.
Oh, we certainly are. And I'd like to mention at this point, we've got, our mission is continuous. We're all throughout the year, regardless of a storm or not, we're helping individuals, families, all the way up to the whole community. So if you'd like to get involved and learn more about volunteering, we have classes scheduled frequently to get people read in about our standards and practices. But again, call us at 318-442-6621 or on sendliveredcross.org. There's a link there that'll take you and give you all the information you need to know.
And I know right now, Kevin, you got so many things going through your mind, and this storm cycle seems to be traveling so fast. Is there anything that you can think of that you just want to impress upon people that are listening this morning before you've got to go?
Well, we're here. Red Cross is here if you need us. We're mobilized, and the response from the community has been outstanding. And obviously, we want to stress safety and preparedness above all else. But personally, it's overwhelming how our friends and neighbors are coming out, stand side by side, and look after one another.
Absolutely. And you know what? We love to hear it because we know that Central Louisiana is one of the best, most friendliest parts of the state. And we intend to show all of those people that are evacuating and coming into our area for safety. We intend to show them love and support in this time. And for all of us, the main thing is staying on point, staying prepared, and making sure that we're looking out for each other, looking out for our neighbors. And I said it on yesterday, and I'll say it again. Make sure that we're watching out for our seniors and make sure that they're taken care of during this time. Thank you, Kevin Petty from the Red Cross. We're going to keep you on point, up to the minute. Stay on point. We're back on the other side of this break.
Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, you know that we are tracking the storm. We're making sure that everybody is on point and has up-to-the-minute information. We want to make sure that every family and make sure that our community and the states that we cover are safe during this storm. And as we turn to another person that has been on point and really on call, we say good morning to Octavia Jackson-Williams from MedExpress. Octavia, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carlette. How are you?
I am doing fine, but I know that you have put in a lot of hours. And let me just thank you in advance from Team OPT for getting up with us this morning, because we know that you've worked all night, literally. From six to six.
My pleasure. Forgive my voice this morning. I'm trying to make it come away, but it's kind of hard.
That's okay. Well, so give us a bird's eye view of what's happening at the shelter.
Well, Carlette, MedExpress was awarded the contract for the search contract to be actually staged out at each shelter. And as you know, right now, the mega shelter, I think, is the only shelter that's open.
Right.
Because we had close to about 600 people. I mean, roughly 571, 600. And I believe that there is enough beds, maybe 3,000, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But like Kevin said, everything is really organized there. There's a lot of volunteers. It's broken up into sections, or should I say divided into sections. There's a special needs section. We can't take pictures due to, you know, HIPAA rules, but there are about maybe 40 special needs patients there. And then there's the general population. I mean, there's you see babies, you see mamas. There was a baby. I think there's a we have a shelter baby. Yesterday, we were able to help a little lady. Her water broke.
You're kidding me! Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Somebody had their baby at the shelter.
Yeah, we prevented that. Her water broke there, and we transported her to the hospital. And so we were saying, this is perhaps our first shelter baby, but
way to go, Med Express.
Yes, and she's listening. We love you, girl. You know, we were there for her. So we just have an incredible team out there that they're pulling 12 hours. I pulled the 12 hour. It's really exciting when you get into the groove of it. I want to say this. There's no fighting. There's no fussing. Everything is organized. You don't, no type of drama. There really is no drama. I haven't seen any of that. The people are being fed three times a day. They're having breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There's snacks. They can come and go as they please. Lights are out typically about 10 o'clock at night, but there's really no curfew. So,
Octavia, let me stop you. Let me stop you right there. Are they providing, sure. Are they providing meals at the shelter?
Yes, I did see some plate lunches go around. Breakfast, I was told by, I call it a resident, that there was cereal for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But again, when you're away from your home, you've got food, and everyone is not in the same financial situation. So, you know, some food is better than no food at all. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so it sounds like, Octavia, from what you're saying, there's a lot of goodwill at the shelter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you see, and Carla, you see people that are literally, it seems like they just took the clothes off their back, on their back, and came. One lady I spoke to, she said they came on a bus, and at first they weren't allowed to take nothing but one bag, and then they changed it, so she left some of her medication.
Mm.
And you get a lot of that. Some of the people with medical issues, it's been caused because of due to the stress.
Mm-hmm.
One lady had some chest pains. It's due to the stress of not knowing when she's going to go back. There's not really a TV there unless you have internet. There is internet, but unless you have some type of app, iPhone or whatever, if you can't access it, there's some nerves there not knowing what to expect or what's going on at home. So,
mm-hmm. And so what is the shelter doing, Octavia, if you know, for those people? Because one of the things that the Red Cross is doing is really they've prepared a list of things that people will need, especially those people that are going to be in shelters. What are they doing for those people that don't have their medicines?
Oh, well, we do have, I want to be careful how I say it. There's a triage nursing station that's there. We have a first aid nursing station that is stationed actually in the general population.
Mm-hmm.
So through the night, we've seen a lot of people come up asking for Imodium AD. They've asked mm-hmm. for Tylenol. We, of course, take their information. And if they really need that medical care, then we can transport them to our local hospitals
mm-hmm.
Where that they can make those decisions as to what they need.
Absolutely.
But one thing is for sure, they do get treated. They do get taken care of. The nurses are amazing all night, you know, on the special needs department. They are really working hard. And again, those 12 hours around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, it gets a little hairy.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little sleepy,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but you keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an amazing job. The state troopers, I mean, big ups to mm-hmm. our state police. They
Absolutely.
Are amazing. They want to get food for us, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, Cokes to keep us awake. So,
wow.
you know, it's a great team out there. One thing I can say about this community, when things like this happen, they pull mm-hmm. together. And it's amazing.
That
you guys are doing an amazing job keeping us on point.
Well, thank you so much. And you're absolutely right. This community is absolutely incredible. And we can't say enough good things, not only about our community, but people like you, Octavia, and people like MedExpress that are on the ground to make sure that all of our visitors and our family, because we welcome them as family, that they are taken care of. One last thing, if you know, Octavia, this morning as we were driving in on 71, lots and lots of buses. Were people bused in from various different parts of the state?
Yes. Yes, they were. A lot of them from the Plaquemine area, Plaquemine Parish. There are buses that are there ready to go should there be a mandatory evacuation.
Mm-hmm.
Again, my cell phone went dead last night, so I wasn't sure what was going on with Isaac. I just heard that he was kind of hovering, just, you know, doing a little dance in one area. So the buses are ready. available to move if they need to come and pull people out. But a lot of people were, to answer your question, were bussed in.
Absolutely.
Yesterday.
Absolutely. Well, Octavia, you get some rest. You 6 to 6 worker. And, you know, anybody who knows Octavia knows that she has a servant's heart.
Yes,
and
doesn't
she just say?
Yes,
and she is also
always on the grind and in the mix.
And always on point. And she's also the team captain for Team OPT. And in spite of everything else she had going on, she made room in her schedule to make sure that our team is on point. Octavia, thank you so much. God bless. Get you some rest, and we'll be talking again very soon.
Love you guys both. Y'all have a blessed day.
Love you too.
Thank you.
I tell you one thing, DC. I think we need to kick it up a notch, because no matter what happens, no matter what happens, people in Louisiana just know how to have a good time. And we know a lot's going on, but it is okay. It is Wednesday, y'all. It's the middle of the week. Let me get a quick break here. We got some more stuff right after this.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Could you put your back down, y'all? I'm here for some fun. Oh! I am so careful. It is hot in this building. Where's all the homeless people at? Where they at? Say it loud.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. You know how we do it. It's still Wednesday. It's still hump day. And despite the storm, you know what? We still find a way not only to keep you on point, but to have fun. It's Wednesday, and we're getting all the business under control. We're making sure that you're on point. But it's Wednesday, y'all. It feels good. Kids are out of school for 2 days. And you know what? We're hunkering down. But you know what we've been seeing people blog about? People are having parties. I mean, you know what? Sometimes you just got to laugh to keep from crying. And you know what our slogan is? And we're going to keep saying it. Don't quit. I don't care how many storms come, whether they are literal storms or metaphorical storms. You got to just keep pushing. You got to keep pressing. And most of all, you can't quit. You know, we just want to thank everybody who joined the OPT network this morning. So many great first responders, people right on point, right on the ground. Octavia Jackson, Kyle Wolf. We want to thank Rosa Fields on yesterday, who's always on point. Larry King, who is the fire prevention chief. They are working hard. And also, we want to thank the Red Cross, because they are on the ground all the time, making sure that we get taken care of. Let me just give you a quick note about those people that are being sheltered, things that they want you to remember to bring. They want you to bring your prescription medicine. They want you to bring your identification and valuable papers. They want you to bring toiletries, a change of clothes, water, non-perishable food, blankets, pillows, or sleeping bags. And they also want you to remember our babies, baby food, diapers, and all the things that our babies need. And isn't that exciting? A lady went into labor yesterday. Wow, the way things happen. DC, let me just change gears just a little bit. And I want to take this opportunity to honor the man that's sitting right across from me, who sits across from me every single morning. This is what's happening. You know that we are in a huge, huge fight. to eradicate breast cancer. Breast cancer affects absolutely everyone, women, men, families, businesses, churches, civic groups, social circles. Every single person is affected. And when you hear that you have breast cancer or someone has breast cancer, it's devastating. And it leaves us all just different. And our lives are forever changed. Well, in an effort to increase awareness, the Komen Alexandria Race for the Cure Committee instituted a special recognition program called the Pink Tie Guys. And what the Pink Tie Guys are they are men that they selected, men who have advocated for breast cancer and who have fought and been on the front lines of fighting breast cancer. And they decided to honor those men. And among those Pink Tie Guys is my guy, David Christmas. And so they are going to be honoring DC on tomorrow night in a beautiful Pink Tie Guys type of ceremony. And this is just an opportunity, because we always talk about women, but there are so many men that are on the front lines of fighting breast cancer. And so each man is going to be presented with a special pink tie, compliments of Jerry Lee and Company. And with those ties, those men are going to wear those ties to various designated events that will be happening during the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure events. And so I want to take this moment to just say thank you. So many people hear my voice and think that I am the power behind everything that happens. I am not. I am only one piece of the puzzle. But David Christmas is the executive producer and executive manager of OPT, of everything OPT, and makes sure that we get out there and that we do the things that are necessary to not only bring awareness, but to raise money. And something people don't know, because they always hear my voice, is they don't know that the strategy and the work, it all happens from the head down, and that is David Christmas. And so, DC, along with the Pink Tie Guys, I want to take this opportunity. He's giving me a thumbs up to honor you and to thank you, because let me tell you, it gets challenging. It gets challenging because he is such a meticulous person when it comes to getting things done and getting them done right. And that's what you see when you see Team OPT. So, DC, we honor you along with the Pink Tie Guys and all of those men. I don't have all of those names. But this is what I want to do. I'd like to take the opportunity to encourage other men to get involved and become a part of this movement. Y'all, we're not going to quit. We're not going to quit until we eradicate breast cancer. It's still Wednesday, August 29th. And you know what? This is what warms my heart more than anything. You guys in Alexandria and Central Louisiana absolutely rock. You have already been phenomenal with the people that have come into our great city. And we know that our city government is on point as well. And so we want to thank you, and we want to encourage you. Let's keep it up. Let's stay engaged. Let's look out for our family that's coming in from Plaquemines, from New Orleans, from Lafourche, and from all those surrounding areas. Let's make sure that we take care of those people. Love on them. Help them. And you know what we say every single day. And I believe this. We are the change that we want to see, and we're doing it one day, one person, one conversation at a time. You guys are incredible. You rock. You rock Central Louisiana. As always, we thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you. You know we do.